Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. As our world spins seemingly out of control, we are all experiencing time speeding up, chaos shifting to a new level, and a yearning to know the greater mysteries of the universe. What does it all mean? Visionary spiritual teachers and best-selling authors Sri Ram Kaur and Kira Ra explore these mysteries, offer live soul readings, and invite you to open up your mind, body, and spirit to the paradigms that are shifting. Bringing you fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action.
Oh, indeed, Sri. And just so people who may not know, you're Sri Ramka. We're so passionate about our action that we're just jumping right in today because, whew, what a show. Climate change versus spiritual awakening, you know, or via spiritual awakening. I think that's actually one of the things that's going on today. And hey, if you haven't yet read the article that's been posted about this show, check it out. It's at SriandKira.com, and you can find it at lots of other blog sites throughout the internet universe.
Absolutely. And we are delighted to be with you live here and to discuss. Well, it seems silly to say we're going to discuss the weather, but we're...
Why do I have visions of like your mother or my mother and my, hey, mom, how's the weather? I don't know.
But ironically, that's why I had to say it. It's just a funny twist because indeed climate change and climate manipulation be wonderful triggers for awakening.
And you know, we want to set the stage right here, right now. One of the things, if you've been tracking with our show for a while, and Sri and I have been on the air for 8 years, if you've been tracking with our show for a while, one of the things that you probably have caught on to right now is that Sri and I are about passionate action. We are not about spiritual activism. And there's a difference because passionate action is ascension-based. It's positive-based. It says, how can I grow? How can I learn? Versus activism is about, I'm angry, darn it, and I want everybody to know I'm angry, and here's why I'm angry, and here's why I'm justified in being angry. And we wanted to kind of put that right out at the beginning of the show because, quite frankly, we're done stuff today that might challenge you to stay in passionate action, which is why I think it's such a great show, Sri.
You know, it's important that we recognize that in this grand universe that we play in, and this wonderful planet that we're doing all kinds of things to. You know, we dance with our shadows. We dance with the duality of our existence. And there are things that one could judge as harsh. There are things that one could judge as miraculous or marvelous. The key is to learn how, and this is the inner work, to learn how to not get triggered when looking at things that seem tragic at first glance.
So let's dive into the show because I think that's the theme, and we're certainly going to be talking about that today.
Yeah, absolutely, and we want to talk about some things that are seem to be facts about what's going on in our world, and explore them a little bit because to pretend that they're not happening doesn't serve.
And if at any time we trigger your activism and or your passionate action, remember this show is live. And so give us a buzz and you can call us 888-627-6008. And we already have some people in the queue and we're going to be getting to them. But remember, you can jump in and we'd love to hear what you're thinking too, or just to ask for a mini soul reading. So Sri, I want to just start right off at the top and use the word harp. Because I think everyone, if you're sitting there saying, oh, yes, a beautiful instrument.
It is
well,
indeed.
Certainly it is. And this is a good place to start because, you know, the UN recently published a report. It was really all over. And guys, if you're not catching up on this, Google, go out there, go chase it down. But the UN issued a report that shifted their focus from virtually stopping climate change to how are we going to adapt to it? I mean, it basically was the... forget it. Stop politicizing this. Stop burying your head in the sand. Stop paying certain scientists to say this isn't real. The reality is that we can't even stop it. It's how are we going to live through it? How are we going to live with it?
Well, and that may be a very practical thing to be bringing up because there are so many countries around the world that are still releasing so much pollution into the atmosphere, and there is a direct correlation between what they call the carbon footprint and global warming and climate change.
You know,
and so there is a cause and effect kind of thing going on.
Well, not only that, but you know, it's one of those things where, you know, where people say air is free. Well, in China, they're paying for air. I mean, check this out, guys.
Okay, here's a dramatic example of what happens when big business or big government runs wild.
You have lived long enough, right? I never thought we'd see this day where there are cities in China where they are literally paying for bagged fresh air. And this is honest to God truth, guys. We could never make this up. And
it reminds me of, I'm just going to say, it's a very basic entrepreneurial thing. The city is so polluted. There's a constant haze. You have to wear a mask. Unless, you know, you just don't care.
Right.
And so there's people running up to the mountains with garbage bags.
No, they're using these, like, you know, sanitary bags. But it was even out there on the internet about the mountains that they're going up to bag the air. And so people are paying for fresh air. Now, come on, talk about climate change and adaptation. And I'm sure some of you are saying now, oh my goodness gracious, how on earth could I ever do this? And, you know, how can we adapt? How is this real? And were you talking about HAARP? I mean, let's get back to that, Shereen. I know we have some callers stacking up. Hang with us, guys. We're going to get to you.
You know, it's an amazing thing when we talk about adapting, because it's adapt to what? You know, in the 70s in the United States, we had a lot of stuff going on with the EPA, Silent Spring, the recognition of pesticides and the effect on our world. And ironically enough, it was during, I believe, the Reagan administration where these first environmental protection laws came in. And that was kind of an oxymoron. And today, you know, some 40 years later, a lot of it's just been thrown out the window.
Well, that's what's, I mean, I love this. And this is why this is such a hot spiritual topic.
And because economics have driven, political control have driven the agenda. And so China, as an emerging country that's industrializing so fast, they have so much cheap labor. They built factory after factory. They polluted their lakes. They polluted their air. And they're now learning to deal with the consequences. And so must
be
all.
And monetizing it.
And monetize bags of air for sale.
That's just blowing my mind.
But this thing on the UN report, and I certainly haven't read it all. I looked at some highlights, and what I'm seeing is there is a thread of optimism. They believe if people really wake up enough to say we must contain what we're doing and take some practical actions, some doable actions right now can be done affordably. However, if the societies as a whole wait too long, the bill's going to get very costly.
Well, not only is the bill costly, I mean, we're looking at, you know, where will the new shorelines be, right? And so here's one of the things, Shereen, that I want to chat about, and then we'll go to our first caller. And it's this, that with what's happening, with this UN report that was released, it begs the question of the spiritual awakening. And here's my point on that. I know you've got some facts about when Fox News spent a ton of money buying some stations and about what happened when people were trying to distribute real news, and that it was a question of who's controlling what. I mean, there is still a segment of the global population that's saying even this report is fabricated, that none of this can be true. And there are people, of course, we get into the whole thing about those that want the rapture to come and think that this is all part and parcel. But I think that's an interesting fact that we should talk about.
Well, my young Padawan, denial runs strong in your family.
Does it, my dear?
You know, denial and manipulation are so common that we often take them at face value as being worthy of our attention. But truly, one of the exciting things to chat about is HAARP, and I think we'll wait a minute on that.
I wanted you to give them those facts because I thought that was fabulous about how they were buying off reporters.
Well, okay. So what that does is it brings us back a few years because Fox News was in a place of buying stations growing. Now, this is back at the year 98, 99, 2000.
When did that become history? Is that really history? I guess it is.
Well, the reason we want to bring this up is it's factual information that helps you understand how the news is manipulated.
And this is important because it's part of the awakening.
Absolutely. So let me just give you the facts just as a, as kind of a tidbit. You, the reporter's name was Jane Aker, and she was a reporter for Fox News, and they had done extensive research on the effect of bovine growth hormone on milk and the other hormones that were added into milk.
Now, you might be saying, well, does that have a lot to do with climate change? The answer is yes, because it goes to the bigger issue. And we are doing a huge show on what we're eating in just a couple weeks. This is all about the energy of May.
So what happened is the there was a new general manager of the station because Fox News was growing rapidly at that time. And the new general manager said, you cannot air this information. And, of course, the reporters were a bit outraged. They had researched it. They had facts. They had figures. They had the health damages and consequences. And basically, the GM of Fox News said, you will be fired if you do not sign an agreement to quiet this story.
Well, I
now
love
here's
his
quote. Here's
yeah,
his direct
I love
quote.
It. Now, guys, just sit back, take a breath, and take this in. Remember, passionate action.
So Jane said to him, her report was, well, we pleaded with him, look at these facts. And his reply was, quote, we paid $3 billion for these stations. We'll tell you what the news is. The news is what we say it is. End
now,
quote.
Check that out, guys. The news is what we say it is. So it begs a really deep question because, you know, essentially they tried to buy these people off.
They did. And a couple of the other reporters took the golden handcuffs and they got a couple $100,000 each. Jane and her husband did not. They took it to court. And now this is in the great state of Florida, by the way,
very
conservative state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They took it to court, and after 2 years, they actually won that Fox News was manipulating, and they had a number of causes of action, and basically they won quite a lot of money was awarded. I think it was close to $500,000. Fox appealed. And even though three courts had already looked at this case and three courts had approved or basically ruled that Fox was out of line, the Supreme Court reversed the decision.
No comment.
This is the same state that brought you an election scandal.
Brought to you by George W. And so, all right, guys,
the reason we share this with you is there's plenty of facts out there about manipulation of media, manipulation of information, and when you run across them, it's important to take that sobering breath to recognize, you know, you can choose what you want to believe. However, facts are facts.
And that's the goal of today's show, is to present you with the facts so that you can bring your passionate action into them. And you know, Sri, speaking about facts, we have some beautiful people that are waiting to chat with us today. And so why don't we bring a few of them in?
Well, we're going to do that. Let's welcome Pamela from San Diego.
Oh, I love San Diego. Namaste, Pamela. Welcome.
Namaste. Okay. Hi, Sri and Kira.
Can you hear me? We can hear you just fine.
You sound
welcome.
Good.
How can we serve you?
Oh, great. Well, San Diego is just beautiful today, as you know. And
oh, yeah.
I have taken some courses with you in the past, so it's wonderful to hear your voices again. And I'm calling today to request a mini soul reading.
Well, thank you so much. I'm grateful that you called, and I don't think it's any accident that you're number one, the first caller today, and number two, that you are on with this show. Because right now, when I gaze at your energy field, what I see, it's really fascinating. I want you to bring your concentration to the bottoms of your feet right now. And as I gaze at the bottoms of your feet, yeah, and this is where they're bringing me. What I'm feeling is this sense of... the words they're giving me is grounded upliftment. And they're saying that for you, it's about taking off all the veils of illusion, being grounded in your truth and walking forward. And that's why they're talking about your feet. They're saying that for you, it's very literally about movement. And it's very literally about grounded upliftment, meaning that everything you touch, especially in the next 60 days, I just keep hearing 60, in the next 60 days, there's this huge momentum for you that is coming through kind of this grounded upliftment, meaning that it's going to come from the realm of density in a way that's going to surprise you, yet it's because you're awake to it that it came to you. And so they're saying go get some pedicures. Uh-huh. They're saying get some reflexology. They're saying love your feet. let them take uh-huh. you because you're on your way.
Oh, wonderful. That's very exciting. And I am a dancer, well, a retired dancer, so I do use my feet a lot.
Oh, well, no wonder
well,
they went
thank
there.
You. That's,
well,
yes,
thank you,
that's
Angel.
Wonderful. I appreciate that so much. So thank you both, and love and blessings.
And love and blessings to you, Angel. Namaste.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Namaste.
You know, it's important, just as a kind of reminder for all of us listening here, that our feet carry us. And I mean that in so many levels and in so many ways. We tend to bind our feet up with socks and shoes. And and I have to hand it to my wife, who turned me on to pedicures, because prior to Kira saying, hey, you need to do more for your feet, I was a pretty typical guy.
He was so cute the first time we got a pedicure together, all embarrassed. It was precious.
And, there's a story there, but I'm not telling it. Anyway.
Should I tell him what color nail polish you got?
Anyway. what I've learned over the years is how important it is that we take care of our feet.
Indeed.
For spiritual, energetic
yes.
reasons.
Yes, and think about it in terms of climate change. We are walking with this planet. Everything our feet touches. That's why I thought it was so perfect she called today.
Absolutely. You know, and so another thing I want to talk about, back to the little facts, the little stories
I
here.
I love these facts.
Because we're going to kick these around and talk about in the second half of the show, how you can use these facts to your spiritual advantage.
Exactly.
But here's another one that's kind of fun, and this comes from the very same news channel that we just talked about that had trouble with the bovine growth hormone, but they had no trouble telling us in July 23rd, 2013, the headline is, "The CIA Wants to Control the Weather and Climate Change."
Now, first of all, I'm not shocked.
But doesn't it seem interesting to you that of all the government agencies
right.
that we have, the
right.
depth of our bureaucracy,
mm-hmm.
that it would be our private intelligence service that is championing the study of climate change?
Well, you know, I think it also, I want all of you to go back. Remember, the first little fact we offered you today was that Fox basically said, we're going to tell you what the news is. So look at the selective picking and the selective, you know, this kind of poke in the bear. You
yeah.
know, we want you to be angry. We want you to be activistic. We want you to empower that. Because we're going to be talking a lot in the second half of the show about the way that you're being bombarded, the electronic fields that are coming your way. And you realize, Sri, that those bombardments resonate with the frequency of anger. They resonate with the frequency of density.
Yep. Yeah, that's a whole other fascinating thing. And so this particular little citation is because in the summer of 2013, the CIA and the National Academy of Sciences and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, so that's the only one that's actually got a history of weather,
right.
is NOAA, they met to discuss controlling the weather. And guess what? They said we have a benign agenda. There is nothing covert going on. However, our hearings will be closed and the public is not welcome.
I love that. I love that we're benign and we're not doing anything covert, but God forbid you hear anything
and the director of the National Academy of Science says, quote, nothing involved in this study is classified at all, end quote. However, the press and the public may not view the document.
Right.
Okay.
So don't we love the double speak?
It's classic double speak. And so we got the quote, nothing is classified. Sleep well. You know, but the irony of all of this,
you're
because
so cute.
One of the things that touches so many people, and some people get really up in arms about it, are the chemtrails.
Yeah.
And, you know, this stuff first came out in the late 60s, early 70s, because out of World War II, the Army began testing biological weapons. And when this finally broke loose, it was leaked that the Army was actually dispensing live bacteria on the U.S. population in the 60s, and actually a little bit earlier than that. So the testimony didn't come out until 1977, and I think this was the last time we had anything close to a fair evaluation of what was going on.
Now, Sri, I just have to interject. Okay, guys who are listening, remember, passionate action. If we're triggering anything that makes you go, OMG, you know, why is this happening? How is this happening? Remember, the point of this show is to show you this gift in relationship to your spiritual awakening.
And so they, and this is, wow, this, how long ago was 77? Oh my.
Oh, it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
No, it was yesterday.
I remember it pretty well.
I remember it pretty well too.
But this was the last time that the Army admitted, or the Air Force admitted.
So I would guess that a lot of our listeners weren't even born.
Well.
No, think about growing up in a generation where you never had that experience. I mean, it's powerful.
So up to that point, in what they admitted is they had done 239 airborne tests on U.S. population, mm-hmm. and in 80 of those tests, they used live bacteria that they said they figured they were harmless. However, the medical experts have since claimed that an untold number of people have gotten sick as a result of the germ tests, and that the soil in areas that does not have these chemicals naturally, toxic amounts of barium, aluminum, and other elements unexpectedly have shown up in numerous soil and water samples around the USA where there's no explanation other than the chemtrails.
Well, and see, this is a powerful thing to look at, because I'm sure a lot of you are saying, well, then how do I protect myself?
And why doesn't the media explore this?
Well, because we're going to tell you what the news is, my
well,
good man.
I don't think there's any profit in that one, huh?
No, absolutely not.
Not going to find a sponsor for that show.
But there is a lot of joy and delight in speaking with our beautiful callers. And so let's go over to New York and say hi to Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
You're welcome. How may we serve you, sweetheart?
I read the article on the website, and a big challenge that I have is that I'm, you know, very sensitive, and that I find myself often getting weakened by certain EMFs, and especially mm-hmm. wireless technology.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, then when I was reading about, you know, the electronics, you know, from the vibrations.
Uh-huh.
You know, that it just felt like it would be the right time for me to call you.
Yeah, you know what? I am so glad you did. You know, I'm connecting with you, and you have, I just want you to feel this with all the sincerity of the world. You have one of the most beautiful hearts I've connected with in a while. You are incredibly beautiful. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is because within that space of your incredibly beautiful heart, you have the opportunity to move forward, and all of this incredible energy is around you, and it's why I believe that you're experiencing the sensitivities that you do, because you have so much, I guess the word I want to offer you, my angel, is multidimensional support. And what they're saying is that the way for you to grow through this time, and that's what this is about for you, and they're saying for you the next 2 years, that as you grow through this time, as your heart expands more, and as you connect more with this deep level of truth, it's like I see you smiling and flying and moving through a sense of freedom that you've had. And I just want to share with you that I think it's really important for you to allow yourself the gift of, and I know it's going to sound really simple and easy, smiling in the mirror, gazing deeply into your eyes, and connecting with that inner heart wisdom, because it's incredible, and it will carry you through. And you have a lot of work to do on this planet, my angel, and you're supported. Please always remember that. And I'm really glad you called today. Your guidance is spot on, angel. Thank you for calling. Many blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
You know, it reminds
me. I have tears in my eyes. I'm sorry. I just have tears in my eyes.
Yeah, no, what a sensitive soul.
Yeah.
It's important for all of us to remember that our strength and our protection comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
And we do live in a world, and we're going to talk more about EMF and all of that in the second half of the show, but there's lots of energetic interference.
Mm-hmm.
I've
got to say, Shreya, I don't mean to interrupt you, but speaking of energetic interference, you guys, hang with us on the show on mind control coming up in just a couple weeks. We've got Soleil Mavis Liu from China, 12 years of electromagnetic bombardment in her brain.
Yeah, wonderful story and very revealing. And let me just finish this one little thought. It's we could all look in that mirror. Mm-hmm. We can all look in that mirror and basically look yourself in the eyes and beam love to yourself and activate that conscious furnace of divine empowerment that rests in your heart.
Woo!
Because as you amp that up, as you say, I love myself, I love my life, I am healthy, you know, and I am safe in this world. And as you make those declarations, as you breathe that in, your energy field gets stronger.
Woo!
And when your energy field is stronger, not only do you attract what you need, you also repel what doesn't serve.
Oh, I love that. And you know what? Hang on, hang in. We'll be right back after this short break. A lot of show to go.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
We are so delighted that you chose to listen in.
And that you have chosen the voice of passionate action. Thanks for being here.
You know, one of the things that we've said before, we're going to say it more than once, is you are at choice.
Always.
You have the capacity, the innate capacity to find joy in every situation.
Yeah. You know, Shri, I have to just quickly say that when you said that, it reminded me of the time that Archangel Zadkiel shared that with you and said, you said, but I've made my choice. And Zadkiel said, but you always have to keep saying yes.
You got to keep saying yes. Every moment is a fresh moment. And while when we, you know, learn things and we get in the habit of acting from the wisdom of our learning, we do create a healthy pattern.
Indeed.
Healthy patterns come from recognition of what needs to be.
Well,
and yet
yeah.
there's still the empowered present moment.
So speaking of the empowered present moment, if you have not read the article that we had posted, that incredible article about today's show, go ahead and read it. SriandKira.com. You can find that article. It's also been posted all throughout the web on other blog sites. You might have run across it. But here's the key. I'm not going to quote all the facts in the article because we've talked about that. However, we in the first part of the show, we talked a little bit about HARP and the manipulation of HARP and what it does. And so let's talk about that. Let's go beyond. Let's first of all, Shri, for those who may not as be familiar with HARP, let's just give a brief overview and let's talk about the honest to goodness facts about HARP. And remember, guys, it's about our passionate action. It's not about our anger-filled activism.
Absolutely. And HARP is actually an array of multiple antennas.
I don't know. I just saw a whole bunch of little cute aliens.
Yeah, Uncle Martin. No,
yeah, exactly.
These are big things, and they're up in an area of Alaska.
That was a great show.
Yeah, that
anyway,
was fun.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But it also we were in a different awareness at that
totally,
time.
Totally. Anyway, I was probably under the influence of all those chemicals they were dropping. I don't know.
Could be. It could well be.
Or the ones I was dropping.
Well, we won't go there, honey. Just let that go.
Okay.
Anyway, so the HARP is an antenna array, and there's actually, the guy that developed this got a patent on it, and we're going to talk about him in a minute. But here's what happens. The HARP is an research project initially, and it's been up there for a long time.
I
don't remember when they started, but I think it's been about 20 years.
And you know what, guys, for all the facts and figures, goodness gracious, it's
there's tons of information.
AARP, go to YouTube. And
Nick Beglick he has some pretty unbiased, well, I don't know if I'm biased, but pretty rational presentation on what it does.
And very factual based, so yeah, for sure.
But our angle is a little different. So HARP, it has the capacity to bounce electromagnetic waves off of the atmosphere, and it's the very thin layer of the atmosphere right next to what they call the magnetosphere. Now, this is way out there. This is just, you know, if it goes any further, it's off in outer space. And so they're bouncing this energy into the protective aura of the Earth.
Now, check that out, guys. Just take that in for a second.
You talk about playing with fire, so to speak. You know, how many times has our government or scientists gone too far out of naivety or this drive to explore? And just like the Army said, we had no idea the bacteria would hurt people, but we were driven to find, you know, to test
it. Well, I'll tell you what the news is, young man.
You know, I grew up in Portland, Oregon, and the Hanford nuclear research plant is a river, and all kinds of pollution has been going down the Columbia River for decades. And of course it was safe. And of course the government knew better than all the people who were getting ill.
Well, just like the whole chemtrail debate. And so the key, guys, that we want to talk to you is that the bottom line here is, without giving you all the facts around it, because they're out there, you can get them. HARP is real. It's out there. They are manipulating the weather.
And here's what it can do. The first thing is they can manipulate the jet stream. Now consider that the jet stream is what controls our seasons.
Right.
It's what controls the flow of our ocean temperatures.
Now, how many of you are sitting there going, man, you know, somebody might want to try and deny weather change, but the bottom line is, or climate change, but the bottom line is, I'm living in a world where things are different. You know, it doesn't snow when it used to snow. The animals are reacting differently. I mean, the bottom line is things have shifted.
And they're able to modulate the pulse of this electromagnetic wave so that they can enhance communications of military cell phones. They can also disrupt all kinds of cellular transmissions in parts of the world. And theoretically, based upon the patent of HARP, the inventor of this thing, they can send out an EMF pulse, an electromagnetic pulse. Now, let me just share with you what the History Channel had to say about that on a recent documentary. Here's a quote. Electromagnetic weapons pack an invisible wallop hundreds of times more powerful than the electrical current of a lightning bolt. Wow.
Now, take that in. That's huge.
And they can blast missiles out of the sky. They can blind soldiers on the battlefield. Or if there was a unwanted crowd gathering, they can burn the surface of their skin.
Now, you know, I saw, and you guys might have seen this, I forget who it was that sent this to me, but I did see a demonstration of this on military personnel on this. And this was these rough and tumble guys that thought that they could
They were brought to their knees. Yeah, yeah. Now, that was actually in combination with a sonic weapon.
Right.
So they there's all kinds of wave weaponry that is not being brought to the public. But here's the thing about HARP. They, for a research project that they claim is still just researching, they've expanded it to multiple continents around the world.
And here's the deal, guys. Not only has it expanded to multiple continents, it's owned by multiple governments. And so climate change, weather, warfare has become a strategy. It's become our weather, our climate has become a political political strategy, much like paying for air has become popular in China.
Well, and going back to the History Channel documentary, here's a further quote. What they said is the directed energy used to heat the ionosphere turns weather into a weapon of war. Imagine using a flood to destroy a city or tornadoes to decimate an approaching army?
Well, you know, we're very close to the Katrina thing because we have, of course, Kat, our amazing, amazing, amazing assistant, survived Katrina, and that's what pulled her out of living down there. And it is fascinating to look at. You know, a lot of people have talked about it. We're not here to discuss conspiracy theories, but what a great way to test this process, because Katrina theoretically wasn't supposed to hit.
It was one of those ones that suddenly took a turn.
Correct. And so without going into that pace, what we want to do is explore the realities and how we can apply them through our passionate action into our spiritual awakening. And before we get there, why don't we grab a few more callers, Sri?
Absolutely, because we can multitask.
We are so good at that, aren't we?
You know, life is not a singular agenda. We are grand, evolving beings, and we have a wonderful lady from Canada, first-time caller, waiting on line three, so we'll welcome Casey to the show.
Hi, Casey. All right. Well, then we'll come back to you if you're still there. And so let's go ahead and go to line number two, Sri.
We'll welcome Tony from Buffalo.
All right, Tony. Namaste.
Namaste. How are you?
Well, we're delighted to speak with you.
Welcome.
How can we serve you today?
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. I've been with you for many years. You do glorious, wonderful work. And I just wanted to touch base today because it felt right. And just to touch the energies with you, because it's just great to speak with you again.
Oh, bless your heart, Angel. It's really good to feel your energy as well. You know, it's funny, as we're connecting with you right now, I feel your inner smile and your outer smile. And it's so funny because they're singing, meaning they, these incredible, beautiful beings around you, and they're all saying smile and the world smiles with you. And they're saying that your life is that. It's that opportunity to smile and let the world smile with you. And they're saying that you are an inspiration and it is time for your respiration. And what they mean by that is that the more that you just breathe, the more that you focus, the more that you keep moving forward, the greater you will inspire yourself and those around you. And they're saying, remember that your smile is contagious, your joy is contagious, and that you are a carrier of great luminescent light. And so it is. What a gift to have this moment with you, Tony.
Oh, it's wonderful to touch energies with you. And you bring out that side of me that I just love to celebrate, and just knowing the work you do, and to just to share with your audience that you know, the world is ours, we create it, and if governments decide to take a dark path, we don't have to play, we don't have to connect to that.
Woo-hoo, right on.
And I think what you're saying here is just wonderful. It's just wonderful because people need to be aware that there's a choice. And you've made us aware of that, and you do great work in that world.
Oh, feel our heart and our love around you, Tony. Thank you for calling, Angel. Namaste.
And thank you for being here. It's been wonderful speaking with you. All the best. Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
And it looks like Casey came back.
Okay, now it says we might have poor line quality. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to stand by for a moment.
Okay.
Because I want to piggyback on something that Tony said, and that is, you know, oftentimes people get overwhelmed. You think that you have no choice.
Yeah.
Depressed or overwhelmed by the statistics or the facts. And the more you look, the more horrible things you find.
You'll always find it.
It's there.
Yeah.
And the question is, what's motivating you to look for the horror when there's so many wonderful things to look for as well?
Did you say we're looking for a horror?
Horror. Terror.
Oh. I was like, babe, we need to talk. Okay, sorry, guys.
All right, wash your ears. Wash your ears. Anyway, you know, we get this fascination at times, and yet the very instrument that's allowing us to connect and talk is also the provider of so much positive emphasis.
Exactly.
And that's our internet.
Yes.
And our capacity to get information,
yes,
to research, to communicate. You know, remember that Einstein is very famous for saying that solutions are not found at the level that created the problem. And so it is with our governments, so it is with our policymakers and the rest of it. I think that it's quite a futile effort to try to shift that system from within, that we need a lift in consciousness. We need a people who are lifting to find each other and make themselves visible.
Indeed. And, you know, I want to go back earlier in the first part of the show, we talked about how the great state of Florida brought us George W. Bush. But what it also did on the positive aspect was it freed Al Gore to have a voice. Because had Al Gore become president at the time, he would have never been able to come out with an Inconvenient Truth. He would have never been able to go out there and do things that you know, and say things, because he no longer had a political agenda behind. I mean, everybody has their political.
Well, he didn't have the compromises that come with the office.
Exactly, like Obama's had to deal with, or any other president for that matter. And so, see, that's the way it became positive, because, you know, God bless Al Gore. He got everybody's attention, and then he had to suffer. He went through
he got attacked.
He gained all the weight. You know, but the reality is, he said, "Hey, wake up." And isn't it true that, you know, I love that old saying about when truth first comes forward, right? What happens? It's usually vehemently denied. It's attacked. It's ridiculed until finally it's accepted. And so that's really, you know, I kind of feel that way about you and I. You know, we've just been persevering for 8 years out there. And the reality is that passionate action is the way to change the world. If you feel depressed, if you feel overwhelmed, if you're doing a little too much research and a little too much Fox Newsing, stop. And remember how amazing you are, and that your life matters.
And so the word passion is your key, because passion means it's anchored in the heart.
Yes.
It's not anchored in the emotional firebomb of anger or fear.
You know, Sri and I are all about passionate action. And it isn't about the fact that we don't have an incredibly passionate marriage. We do. But we're talking about that passion that moves from the heart.
And the compassion is actually the root of compassion. Mm-hmm. It is that energy that is inclusive, that says we are in this together. And if someone is tragically expressing in the world, then clearly they need to just find their hearts.
Right.
We don't need to beat them aside of the head.
Right.
We need to help them find their hearts so that they too can evolve into an alignment of a greater harmony.
Well, you know, and Sri, I just want to share that when it comes to climate change, you know, we certainly still have, there's fundamentalists who will go to their grave telling us that this is just, you know, God's will and that this is what it should be. Everybody has a right to what they are experiencing. All paths are truly perfect for that being. It doesn't mean we have to agree with each individual. However, respecting the choices of each individual is passionate action. Respecting the fact that we can love ourselves enough to live our lives knowing that we are feeling and being and doing from our heart is the gift. That's the change.
Absolutely. And it's aligning with that which you know is true and healthy and balanced. We do not need to compromise ourselves.
No, and you know, okay, so if you see the chemtrail, rather than sit there and get angry about it and jump up and down and stamp your feet and say, you know, oh my God, they're killing me, why not bring a hand to your heart and say, you know what, I am a bubble of infinite love. Nothing can get into me.
Uh-huh. And do a little bit of proactive piece of, you know, a little eucalyptus oil, a little vitamin C.
Well, and
take care of yourself.
Well, and I have to talk about next week's show then, because next week, talk about some proactive medicine. We have a powerful show on medical marijuana. You have got to be with us. Now, because of this beautiful man who's agreed to be on, who is only going by the name Corey to protect himself, we're going to be recording that show. So for those of you that are saying, hey, I wrote guest at Sri and Kira Radio last week and you haven't answered my question, I promise you it will be in next week's show. And if you have a question about the medical marijuana dialogue and what's going on, or you want to talk to the grower that we have on, get your email to us now.
Yeah. You just heard this show, then sit down and write an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And if you would just simply like an angelic mirror, a soul reading, just say, I would love a soul reading.
And we already have the article up and posted on this show. And again, you can find all of these articles at sriandkira.com or sriandkiraradio.com. And always come here first at BBS Radio, where you'll find all of our upcoming guests posted and everything that's coming up. So this is all tying together for May. If you're listening to this show in the archives, even if it's outside of May 2014, remember, and guys, this Saturday, if you're catching us live, this Saturday, May 5th, is that this Saturday? I believe it is. Or less.
Less.
Okay. No, less.
Oh, well. It's May something.
The first Saturday in May. Grab us live via the internet. Come join us. And Sri and I are going to be sharing a lot of information. This is video live, guys. We're going to be sharing a lot of information about the energy of May because, guys, it's a big one. And that's why we're doing the shows we are.
We're going to now take another caller before we come back with some more controversial fun.
All right.
And so we had tried to greet Casey a few minutes ago. She's back. Let's see if we can connect with
now.
You now.
Hi, Casey.
Hi, Sri. Hi, Kira.
Oh, how we can you? Hear you just fine. We're well, sweetheart. How may we serve you?
It's so funny. I'm so happy that I finally got to connect with you both. I have been following your teachings, everything lovely thing that you have been posting on your website, and I have been the last time I tried calling in actually was like 2 years ago, right? Before the whole 2012 countdown and everything like that, and I never got a chance to connect. And so, you know, it's a pleasure to connect with you both. I want to say that you two are so lovely, right? And you both have also been like a really role model for me in terms of marriage, couples, you know, really practicing harmony in relationships. So it's really been amazing. I just want to say, you know, blessings to both of you all. You have been impacting lives, not because people don't call in or respond to like your blog post or anything like that. Just know that there are people out there whose lives you are impacting. So I want to say blessings, and I'm grateful to be talking to you both live right now. So my neighbor actually told me about the whole harp and all the climate change, but there's a part of me that didn't want to believe it because I have been hearing a lot of things, right? And, you know, yes. With the whole conscious movement and, you know, the whole, much of what you're talking about, you know, the frequency on the planet is changing and that we are really going through radical shifts on the planet right now. And I was really skeptical about, you know, the whole chemtrails because I'm originally from the Caribbean, and just about 7 years ago I came to live Canada with my parents. So like I said, I was so skeptical, and then I just happened to go quickly on your website, and I saw the topic for today was actually HAARP. So I know today is really a great day was to connect with you both, so I'd just like to have a quick soul reading if you don't mind.
Oh, Kira. Not at all. And, you know, first and foremost, I just want to share with you that your energy is huge. You have the most amazing energy field. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm some tears. Sorry.
Yeah. And I really feel that the reason it was today that you got through is, you know, they always talk about how the universe speaks to us. So first you have a friend talking to you about HAARP, okay. Then you happen to catch it, and then you get through on this show. And what they're saying is you are the beacon. You are the electromagnetic field of where you live, of the people around you, and that you have the ability to neutralize anything negative that comes your way I hope I can describe this properly. I'm taking my hands, mm-hmm. and Sri, tell her if I'm doing this, if I'm sharing this wrong. I'm putting my hands kind of like at the where is this? Like just under my shoulders.
Well, it's at heart level, but heart the level. Fingertips are pointing inward.
Yeah, they're pointing inward, and they're saying, put your hands there, push gently, just gently, and then take in a deep breath, and when you exhale, push out your hands, and what that's doing is it's cleansing your energy field, and at the same time centering, showering, shimmering rays of luminescent energy that will neutralize and allow all around you to feel the same gift. And so you are a gift, and thank you for calling today, Angel. It's truly our honor to connect with you. Many blessings.
So it's always wonderful to receive a blessing from our listener as
Absolutely.
Well as offer one back.
Yes.
You know, I want to share one more little tidbit here before we are running out of time today. And that is, this is another interesting fact, is that there have been researchers who, using EKGs, have monitored brain waves, and they've mapped the emotional centers of the brain. Now, that's kind of fine and dandy and interesting, but here's where they went with it. they then create this holographic computer program that can silently send that EKG information out, and the listener will have the emotional experience mm-hmm. that they're wanting to create.
Right.
And they are able to trigger anger, terror, fear, and also delight.
Right.
In the listeners.
Sadly, the benevolent piece usually gets manipulated. And, you know, this is really a powerful subject. And we're going to be doing a whole show on this because it's that
this
powerful.
This ties into the mind control, but it also gives you a glimpse into why there might be some wild and terrible things that just suddenly happen.
Well, and also how these frequencies affect our weather and affect our climate and affect the world, the climate. You know, think about it. Your environment, you've got your inner world, your outer, you know, you have all these environments.
And the environment is exactly what is our message to share with you today and every day, is you're in charge of your inner environment. And as you allow in pollution, whether it's thoughts that bring you down, whether it's facts, whether it's people, whatever it is, as you allow those polluting or low-frequency thoughts and energies to enter you, it's time to do a little inner housekeeping.
Well, absolutely. And I think as all the callers have demonstrated today, and I don't know, we might be able to sneak one more caller on, I think as all the callers have demonstrated and what we've seen through the readings that came through, because every show is perfect, the ones who get on, you have the power. You are the passionate action force. You are your own force field when anger is gone and passionate action is invoked.
And that compassion fuels health and harmony.
Let's jump
to one more caller who's been waiting patiently.
Oh, bless her heart.
We're going to main line one. We'll say hi to Dina.
First time caller. Welcome, Dina.
I wanted to say thank you. I've listened to you off and on for years, and I love your messages. I think you're awesome. I was hoping, because I had time to call, that since tomorrow's my birthday, maybe you could give me a little mini soul reading and give me an idea what can I expect.
Well, you know what's so funny is, as you said, tomorrow's my birthday, it tied in with what was already coming in around you because you were sitting in a circle of candles. And so I love that tomorrow's your birthday. And so this circle of candles, they're saying, is the opportunity to light all the candles. And this year, they're saying, don't blow them out. They're saying that this is the year for you to magnify your dreams. This is the year for you to bring it all forward. This is the year for you to not hold back. And they're saying that as you embrace, and you're already in the energy of this, remember, my love, that tomorrow, your birthday is on the day of the new moon, and we have a full solar eclipse. And so sit in the center and create, because that powerful, powerful energy, it's no accident that you called today. It's no accident that you got in today. It's no accident you're our last caller to be in today, because you are in the moment of complete transformation to empower your dreams. It's an awesome year. But sit in the center of the circle. Sit in the center of the circle and keep your eyes on the big view. And this year, don't blow out the candles. I'm glad you called, Angel. Happy birthday, Dina.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I love that. You know, as we let the candle burn, it's a reminder that we are ignited.
Well,
and
yeah.
That our dreams are ignited.
Well, and you know what I love is, again, if you're catching us in the archives or you're catching us live today, if you're catching us in the archives, get to YouTube or get to shreeandkira.com and make sure you connect with the video that is being done this Saturday, this coming Saturday, May 3rd. Anyway,
yeah,
because we're
right.
going to be talking a lot about the power of this eclipse that's coming in tomorrow, April 28th. We're going to be talking about this new moon energy. And if you're on our newsletter list, look for a very special e-card going out about this specifically tomorrow.
Well, beloved listeners, until we have the opportunity to be with you live again, may you take a deep breath in and know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.